do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest guided tour through the junk drawer of one man's brain. I shook it up a little that time for you.
That was for you. Yeah, no, it was good.
Thanks.
That was good. I am that one man. My name is John Sung. And with me, as usual, my excellent co-host, Besha.
Hello, listening public.
How are you doing, Besha? What's going on in your world?
I'm all right. The park close to my house opened, so I keep running into neighbors and feeling all, like, neighborly.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, have you been to the park yet? Oh, my gosh. And the park has been closed for my dog's entire life, so now she gets to meet all these new dogs. And the best part is I can go play with her, and we can roll in the grass. Because it's all new turf, I can be, like, 90% certain that the part I'm rolling on has not yet been soaked in dog urine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how about that?
No other park can say that in this city.
That's true.
No.
Is there any other, like, is there a central attraction to this park, or is it just sort of just a nice space to be?
It's a nice space to be. There's a nice dog off-leash area, but that for me is the key attraction.
Nice. No, that's
not
good.
Not soaked in dog urine. Well, that was a terrible story. How are you, John?
No, I'm good. I have been experiencing this thing where my right eye is twitching sometimes, and I don't know why. It just happens, and it's caused me to, like, worry that, like, when I hang out with people and we're just talking, you know, we're just hanging, and then all of a sudden my right eye will start to twitch, and they'll be like, "What's going on? Did I say something bad? Is he, like, suppressing rage?" Or like, mm-hmm. or like what? It's just, yeah. Like, it's like this very fast flutter, and I cannot explain it. I cannot control it, and I have no idea where it came from. So that's just me and my life at the moment.
You know.
Yes.
I usually find that I acquire tremors like that when I'm constantly filled with seething rage and trying to cover it up. So,
see,
if you want to talk about it,
that's what I'm saying. I mean,
have some
wine.
Fine.
I'm good. I'm totally good. Is it time to introduce our guest?
I believe it is.
Yes, my friend Annie. Annie,
hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Other than
your eye tech.
Other than the eye tech, I think I'm okay. If you had to describe yourself and what you do, how would you do that?
So, like, the version that I would tell, like, my grandparents, or the version that I would tell, like, my, I'm just kidding. I'm a writer and producer. I write about technology and business.
Hell yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
What's the version you tell your grandparents?
Oh, you know, I work on the computer.
Yeah.
I mean, both of those things are true.
Yes. A lot of computer stuff.
I type a lot. I make words.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, for any new listeners out there, here's what's happening. I have been writing down every stray idea I've ever had, the moment I've had it, for literally the last decade, and I've accumulated hundreds of them, but I've never done anything with them. So, it's time to throw them out into the world for someone else to run with, and I've enlisted my excellent friends and their friends to help dig through the archive and see what's what. And this week, we've got Annie in the seat. Annie, what would you like to talk about first?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going through this spreadsheet,
yes.
And I'm just marking things like a maniac. I'm not sure where to begin. Maybe we can start with... I'm just going to pick one at random.
Of course.
Can you explain what total chess is?
Is there anything in the notes field to that?
My two favorite things on this podcast are watching someone's gleeful face in the glow of the laptop as they're looking at the list, and John going,
Yeah, because here's the
thing. What else does it say?
Yeah.
What category is it in?
The thing about having written down ideas for, like, a decade is that, like, since some of them are literally 10 years old, past me was not super great at writing, but, like, just, like, he didn't... I mean, he was confident that I would remember exactly what that was supposed to mean for fucking ever. And clearly, that is not the case. But it's a variant of chess. This much I'm sure of. But I don't know why it's called total chess.
Do you obliterate
is it like
your
ultimate chess? I'm not sure. Like in the full contact chess?
That's highly possible. That's highly possible. There's a variant of chess that I am aware of that's called nuclear chess, whereby like every time you capture your enemy's pieces, it also obliterates all of the pieces within one square of that incident. And so, like, you tend to clear off the board fairly quickly. But now that I think about it, I think nuclear chess actually, that only takes place if it's a non-pawn piece.
That makes sense.
So I think this might be just like every piece.
What if you also blew up the tile on the board and it was no longer usable?
Oh!
I mean, maybe you could cross over it, but you couldn't land on it.
Oh! Yeah, that would be cool too.
And you end up with
scorched earth chess.
Exactly.
I dig it. You could mark the spaces that have been, you know, that like the note like with
the
pennies.
The dead zones. Dead zone,
if you will.
Yeah.
I like it.
The no man's land.
Yeah.
And then the next step, if you want to take it one step further, is you go back in time and erase your opponent before they were even born.
That is total chess.
Total chess. Like the loser just dies. Yeah. You actually kill.
Yeah. And their family.
Mm, yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah. That's it. No mercy. No mercy.
No mercy. All right. Well, we solved that one.
Yes.
I've got many more.
Excellent.
So here's an intriguing one, and this jumped out at me because I am a journalist. Mm-hmm. It's journalist question bounty, parentheses, Laird.
oh, okay, right. So this is an idea. Okay, it spawned from a Facebook discussion. This idea is actually courtesy of my buddy Laird Allen, whereby, like, you know, I mean, this is especially true in the age of Trump, where, like, there are questions that you fucking wish a reporter would just get up and ask, right? What if there was a website similar to Kickstarter where, like, you could just... like just crowdfund money from America and be like, in like, you know, like a bounty for one particular question.
$50,000.
Yeah, like, to say. Like exactly, like all of this money will go to the first reporter who gets up and asks this question verbatim, or if like it could be two different funds, right? One for the first motherfucker to ask the question, but the second one could go to whoever gets, like, because presumably he probably wouldn't answer the question,
right?
Mm-hmm. So if you can get somebody to actually produce an answer, there's like maybe a secondary bounty for that as well.
At least a hilarious soundbite.
Yes. Yes, who can, you know, maybe it's sort of like the pot is X amount, and, you know, like, it's divided by, in half, and so, like, half goes to the first person to ask it, and the other half goes to the, you know, the person who actually gets a response, but, like, depending on, you know, how many people want that question answered, the bounty could be enormous.
Yes. But do you feel like the questions would end up being, like, really stupid because the internet is making the decision?
It's possible. It's possible.
That would be relating to, like,
yes.
What's that?
Yeah. But that's how we ended up with the whale named, what was it? They didn't end up doing it. It was something cute, though, actually. It was like Captain Shiny Pants or something.
Oh. Did they end up eventually naming a boat somewhere Boaty McBoat Face, didn't they?
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of, too.
Completely
different. Didn't they shoot that down
at first? Yeah.
They did, but I think I think another group somewhere else like was like, we'll name a boat that, and they did it. But I don't remember if that actually happened or if it was just a thing that happened in my mind.
But I feel like... Yes, I feel like this is a danger with this question crowdsourcing, but I also feel like we could get all of 4chan behind Mr. President, did you rape an underage girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, everybody would be on that. Come on.
Yeah, right? there are so many questions. I just, like, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I think at this point it's a matter of, are you allowed in the press briefing?
Well, and that's the funny thing is, I was thinking, like, yes, you are likely to be thrown out of the press briefing, but given the credentials of the people that they are preferring to use as mouthpieces, I feel like it would be easy to get somebody in there. Just be like, I write for Breitbart.
Hello, I write for Breitbart. And I... few grand. I'm Russian or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, honestly, is that, like, even
all
if you never
to do is pretend to be a Russian and you're yeah. like,
it's fine. Yes, no, it's good. I come to press room. I ask questions. It's yes. fine. It's fine.
It's for important Russian periodical.
But like, the other thing being that, like, if you know.
Sorry, that's my dog. That's also, just in case anyone is worrying that we're all about to be eaten by goblins, that's also my dog in the background going.
It's true. But like, even if you never got let back into the press room, like, it's possible
worth
that
it.
The like the amount that you would make off of that would mean you would be fine with it. You know what I mean? Where it's like, because yeah, I don't know how much money you could generate from something like this. But it feels like a lot.
Let's say you could yeah. crowdsource $50,000 and you get half of that for being the one to ask the question.
Yeah.
Plus, somebody's going to hire you for something. You won't get back in the press room, but somebody is going to be like, that was great. Come write for us.
I will. I'm more than willing to be the guinea pig for this. If anyone...
Excellent.
I think we should do it.
Excellent. Excellent. We just need to find a crowdfunding platform and copy them.
How's your fake Russian accent?
Not great, but I can work.
Okay.
I can work.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. Here's another one.
Uh-huh.
Water Park Parent Day?
Water Park Parent Day. Is there anything in the notes? I mean, I have a vague
bring
idea.
Your parent, it's marked as business.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. It's okay. It's so. I mean, and this is odd because I've not been to a water park in some time, but like, there, you know, kids everywhere, right? You have to bring your kids, and like, you're a parent, and it's chaos. I would bet you that there are some parents out there who are just like,
parent.
Yeah.
Oh, I really heard parent. I'm so disappointed by this. Sorry.
Should I add a new row for Water Park Parrot Day?
I mean, we can get to Parrot Day in a second.
Okay,
but I feel
sorry.
Like,
that's my idea for closing.
I think that Parrot Day is specifically so you can go and you don't have to bring your kids with you. And in fact, kids are not allowed on Water Park Parrot Day.
Or they babysit them in the parking lot.
Yes, yeah. There's a big tent that they set up, and there's, you know.
Yeah.
You
put the kids
dump
in,
them
like,
out there,
quarantine them in a tent.
Yes.
And then
you get to go on all the water slides and like do all the stuff that looks good without any kids getting in the way.
Yeah. So you've never been to a water park?
I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a water park?
Also a long time.
Yeah. I think I went to one like once in 7th grade and it was not fun.
Right? It's chaos.
It's chaos. It smells like chlorine.
And one of my coworkers, like, as we were leaving work today, said, oh yeah, we're going to the water park over the holiday, and it's gonna be fun. She's got like an 18-month-old and a 4-year-old,
oh,
and I
Lord.
Can't imagine what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
And, like, please don't pee on that slide, please, sweetie.
Yeah, please. Oh my god.
Don't chew on the cotton candy cellar, please.
Yeah, like, going to a water park when you're like a tween, that was like a I do not have good memories of that experience. I was like a weird goth at the time and like,
yeah.
refused to like take off my jeans or something. It was just awful.
I remember getting busted for making out with my high school boyfriend at the water park. Oh, I forgot about that.
Sorry, yes. I didn't mean to bring up traumatic water park memories.
Wow.
I mean, that's why I marked this. I needed to get this out. I needed to tell someone.
That's what we do here.
That's fair. That is entirely fair. Yeah, water park parent day.
I cannot believe I heard parrot.
I mean, look, you know, given the wide spectrum of ideas that are available in this spreadsheet, I feel like that is a perfectly plausible.
I literally had this conversation with my coworker earlier, so you'd think that I would be primed to hear parrot, but I was envisioning everyone bringing their pet parrots and releasing them in clouds.
Do parrots even like water?
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I think that's why they hang out in, like, Telegraph Hill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck that. We're going for trees.
Yeah. They don't fuck around with water slides.
I wouldn't have... Yeah. No. I guess not.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
more wine?
Yes,
I clearly
please.
Have had enough.
Here's another in the civic category.
Oh, okay, great.
Bad online behavior should affect your credit rating.
Ah, yes. Okay, so this is of a piece with the...
Amazon shows you higher prices if you're an asshole.
Yes, which we discussed with Yaz back in the day. Yes. Yeah, this is along the same idea, though. Like, we're specifically, I'm talking, like, if you're a men's rights activist, if you're one of those guys who tweets, like, all kinds of nasty threats at women on the internet, if you... If you post
racist shit on Twitter.
Yes. If you use racial slurs on Xbox Live. If you
repost nasty jokes about Michelle Obama.
Yes.
You're an asshole.
If you're an asshole, basically. It goes back and it affects your credit rating and you will never be able to buy anything good. Like, what are credit ratings mostly used for, right? Like, large purchases.
Getting loans for large purchases, yes. So, yeah. I think it affects your mortgage rate, your interest rate on car loans.
All of that shit, yeah. No, you don't get to own a car.
Yeah, you don't get a car. You don't get a house. Not that you were going to anyway, because if you're using racist slurs on Xbox Live, you're obviously a millennial, and we all know we can't afford houses.
Yes, it's for that. It's so that assholes don't get to do anything awesome.
I wonder, has this been applied in any way at all, or like could it be applied? I know none of us are presumably are lawyers or have any actual expertise in how to make this a reality. is this possible?
I think that it is technically it's probably possible. It's just a matter of whether, like, it's certainly not legal, but it is technically possible. Yeah.
Well, Amazon does have dynamic pricing. I don't know what goes into it specifically, but do any of you guys know anything about that? I don't really know.
What I think we determined in the episode that we did with Yaz is that, like, there would basically be a separate database set up so that, like, anytime anybody wanted to make a purchase, like, the point of sale would end up querying that database and being like, hey, is Annie a dick? And then, it would come back, no.
Yes.
See, here's the problem, is that depending on who's in control of that database.
Right.
Right. So, like, if it's us in control, like, everybody with a MAGA hat would literally never be able to afford anything in their lives. But if those people got a hold of the database, we would all be screwed.
Yeah.
So, that's
weird how that works. Surveillance.
So, yeah, that I think is the main hurdle. It's not really a technological one so much as it is I don't even know what to call that. Like a...
possibly a constitutional related to freedom of speech.
Nonsense. Hey, you're listen, free to...
Don't get me wrong, I'm with you.
You're free to say what you want. Nobody's going to lock you up. They're just not going to sell you a house.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair. Interesting. Okay, here's one that I actually think is a great idea that somebody should do. Google Calendar of city events.
Yes. Good fucking God, why does this not exist?
Why is it still so hard to figure out what's going on?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Like, there was one blessed, I want to say, like, 6-month period where, like, a friend of mine hit me to this one Google Calendar somebody had put together that did show all the stuff that was happening in San Francisco. This was easily probably 8 years ago, though, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, it never got updated
there
past that 6 months.
There were fewer things happening 8 years ago.
But, Folsom Street Fair, like, Beta Brit, like, all of that shit. Where it's sort of like, hey, I need to go downtown. Like, no, you fucking don't, because Pride is today.
But for that, now you have Google Maps.
Oh,
you don't use Google Maps, do you? Or do you?
I mean, I use Google Maps for lots
of things.
Yeah,
it shows you events like that. It shows you the, like, the race route.
Oh, really?
And it does it a couple days ahead of time.
No shit.
Yeah, so, like, the Saturday before Beta Breakers, it was like, hey, Beta Breakers, here's a bright pink line showing you where the race route is, which was really helpful.
So,
I already knew.
Is it mostly for events that will disrupt traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a, hey, there's a fun thing happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we need.
I think the trouble there is trying to decide what the clip threshold is for fun things. You know, I would say except anything on the level of like a street festival or above should go onto this mythical Google calendar.
Oh, definitely.
Right? Like, I don't know how many of those there are. It feels like there's not that many of them. The city is not that large.
Yeah, and it's still, there's still no one central place that you can see everything. Like, when I want to do something, I'll still find myself Googling, like, events in SF tonight. And I'm like, why are we so Googling?
Check SF Weekly. I guess, I don't know if the squid list is still a thing.
Or like meetup.com. You check Facebook. Yeah, were there any events I was invited to that I forgot about?
Or
public events. Public events, you know, it's a mess. It's a mess. There's too many. Somebody's going to solve that shit.
If that's true, I feel like they'd already solved it. There were a series of sites that let you know when your favorite bands were coming to town, and they all seem to have died unless you want to actually like subscribe to Ticketmaster's newsletter.
Oh yeah, what happened to like, upcoming.org?
Or tour.us. That was a thing. You could tell your favorite bands, and it would just email you, and it was all like plain text and very simple. It was just like, hey.
Yeah.
Peaches is playing. FYI. Here's a link to go to get tickets.
Here you go.
I feel like some of those things died because they weren't making anyone any money. So.
Yeah.
That might be the issue here.
Well, once somebody could, I think somebody should do it and figure out how to monetize it. Or just, you know, do it and get bought by Google.
Then they're going to stick ads all over it, and you might as well just get the Ticketmaster newsletter.
Listen, I'd still be happy with...
Fuck, man.
I just want the information. I don't care how it gets to me.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as I'm not Googling, like, what's happening in San Francisco tonight? Like, totally pathetic.
Event music.
Yeah.
And, like, the squid list was that for a while for a particular segment of, like, burner techie.
Sure.
But it kind of turned into, like, oh, yeah, look, free yoga in the park again. That's what's happening for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
You can only do so much free yoga.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed.
Okay.
I think we have time for one more.
One more. Okay, I'm really torn between two.
Well, you know what? Like, we will definitely have you back for another episode. Or if we get done talking about this one, you know, maybe we'll just do two more. Let's find out.
Let's
do
it. Okay. Let's start with this one. Cult coupons.
Is there anything in the notes field for that?
It's marked as nonsense.
Okay.
Which is helpful.
Okay. All right. Cult coupons. Okay. This could be one of two things. This could be either, like, you join a cult, and somehow that cult has endorsement deals with, like, you know, a variety of perhaps local businesses.
That's a good idea.
Right?
That's way better than collecting coupons to get stuff out of the cult.
That's the second possible interpretation.
Join Jehovah's Witnesses and get 20% off at Olive Garden.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
One meal. Adults only. Not valid on Fridays or Saturdays.
Or like a coupon that somehow lowers the cost of entry into that cult. You know? Where it's like,
that was my first thought, but I actually like the other one.
I mean, either one of them, honestly. I mean, like, look... Just because a cult is a cult doesn't necessarily mean that it can't, you know, strike up a deal with Olive Garden or your local Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I mean, what? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 10% off at Lowe's. Like, who wouldn't go in for that?
I think I would love to see, though, coupons just lower the cost of entry into the cult itself. Because, like, you know, because you like,
Scientology, right? You need some fucking coupons. Right?
No, exactly, exactly.
Expensive.
Or some other cult where it's sort of like, ordinarily we would force you to give up all of your possessions. But if you've got this coupon, you can hang on to half your shit.
You can keep 10%.
All you have to do is turn over your entire life to cults, and you may get some free breadsticks at Olive Garden.
Not to pick on Jehovah's Witnesses, but you redeem this coupon and you can 20% go to college and get worldly. Only 20%. Only college.
You know what? Let's do the other one.
Well, okay. And sorry, not to eat into our time, but like, you should absolutely get like 20% off at the Yankee Candle Company so that you can get vanilla scented candles for your rituals.
Yes.
20% off at Lowe's if you are building a...
Like a compound.
A compound? Yes.
Yeah. I could definitely see some co-branding.
To furnish that shit.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, yes, I could see some co-branding with Yankee Candle, though, where it's sort of like...
Oh, absolutely. This, is the, you know, like, yeah. This one's blood-scented.
Yeah, this one is the official, you know, like, yeah. Whatever.
This
yeah.
one smells like souls.
Infused. Infused with sulfur and brimstone. Are sulfur and brimstone the same thing? Anyway, let's do a little more okay. before I go on a tangent, sorry.
All right, right underneath it, fabricated harassment retaliation stories.
Okay, so we all are aware that, like, you know, like when people get harassed sometimes, and it's bad, right? Mm-hmm. But what if we could fabricate just plausible enough sounding stories about a person who got harassed and then something bad happened to the harasser where it's like just plausible enough that nobody thinks to question it, and we just make up hundreds of them so that they kind of like just just blanket the earth, as it were, and
they
like
bleed out into the consciousness.
Yes, and so eventually it becomes a thing where, you know, it's like normally, you know, like some dude would normally think about yelling something at that, mm-hmm. that girl on the sidewalk, but then he stops. He's like, wait a minute, I heard about one time some guy that happened, you know, like he yelled at
somebody else, jumped in and
yeah, and like cut his dick off or something, you yeah. know, like where it's like where it's like something bad enough that it would cause them to like maybe not, maybe I'll just let that go, where
like maybe there's a roving band of Avengers who cut people's dicks off.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's a whole other John Sung. The sword plan.
The sword plan.
Well, is not about cutting dicks off specifically, although that's what I would use it.
That would take more than 20 hours of training, but I think.
Are you kidding? Come on.
It depends on how, I guess, on how conscious.
Fast people are running.
That as well, yes.
Mostly
But yeah, I mean, like, the fabricated harassment stories, what if you could, but here's the thing, what if you could get all of the news outlets in on it? Where they agree, like, oh, this is actually kind of a social good, mm-hmm. where, like, as long as we, like, all stick to the story, and you have to get Snopes on board, too, and be like, look. You know, like, we're just
unverified, but likely.
Yes. Exactly.
It seems pretty likely to us that this guy got run over by a passerby after hollering at some girl.
Yeah. Or he hollered at a girl and then immediately fell down a manhole and died.
Yeah. Yeah. Was hit by a bus. My roommates and I just watched Mean Girl last night. I was thinking a lot about being hit by a bus.
Yeah. Just that was kidding. The exact scene I was thinking of.
Just kidding. That's how Regina George was horribly injured. And that's how that dude yelling, hey, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you watch that video of the woman responding to harassment with hilarity?
Yes.
Unclear how real it was.
Agreed.
She was a comedian, but right. Unclear whether staged or they just picked the best responses that she got.
I have to assume.
I've seen it.
She's like, he's like, will you marry me? She's like, yes. Do you want to go now? He's like, hey, can I have your number? Oh yeah, here. Let me give me your phone. Who's Jenny? And what? Who's Jenny? I thought we had something. And just like goes off.
I think it would be worthwhile. I'm just putting this out there.
Yeah, all we have to do is create a mass, you know, misinformation campaign and feed it to all the news outlets we can and get Snopes to.
Yes, exactly. We'd have to get them all in on it and then just agree. And that, I mean, right, like, that's the other thing. It's like they'd all have to be on board with our mission specifically, which I feel like is a pretty good mission.
I feel like Snopes would be.
Obviously, Fox News would never go for it, but who gives a fuck? Like,
yeah, I mean, they're going down in flames anyway.
So, yes. I think it can be done.
I'm sold.
Excellent.
Done.
Excellent. Well, we have now reached that part of the podcast where it is time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from one of us or our guest. Do you have either of those things?
I have a terrible recommendation to avoid street harassment, since we're on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to avoid street harassment is to look as weird as possible. So, wear like a terribly ugly hat, like a really bizarre outfit. Look, always have a really bizarre and ugly hat on you. and no one will ever talk to you for any reason.
Do the Violent Acres thing where you respond to everything with, I'm going to eat your eyes! I'll eat all of your eyes!
Or what if you just, like, carried a clipboard that looked like it was, like, a Greenpeace kind of thing? Like,
just, hey! Yes. Hey, yeah. You want to get married?
I would love it.
Do you have a minute for Planned Parenthood? Yeah.
Do you have 5 seconds to talk about the environment? Did I say 5 seconds? I meant 5 hours. I love it.
My terrible recommendation was just going to be to sit in the grass in any park where there are dogs.
Mm.
Just don't. Just trust me on this.
It does seem like a... Yeah.
Just trust me on this.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that, I think, will do. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Ferocious J, the word ferocious, the letter J. And you can also subscribe to my newsletter at tinyletter.com/ferociousj, after which I will put something fascinating in your inbox every week.
It's true. He's absolutely telling the truth. It has been fascinating.
Thank you.
You can find me on Twitter at Besha, B-E-S-H-A. And please tell me that you're following me because you heard me on the podcast and not because you are doing some SEO bullshit with speculative fiction that I mentioned in my profile. But it's weird.
And you can find me on Twitter at Annie Gauss. Annie, G-A-U-S, and
excellent.
That's it.
This podcast is available pretty much everywhere you listen to them. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. Whatever platform you're using, consider leaving us a nice review or rating, or whatever it is that platform uses, as it will help more people discover us, and it increases the chances of one of these ideas you've heard actually being picked up by somebody else out there. Maybe. Someday. Thanks. And remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I'll take a cut.
Doo doo, doo doo, doo doo.